constantly trying to get people to understand the relevance of our space program, there would be nothing like focusing the mind than survival with one of these things heading toward us. What about these and other threats to protect life on Earth and protecting our astronauts with all of the collisions that we find going on out there with space debris? How are we going to get the human space exploration to be conveyed to the American public? Just what is at stake?
I think that goes back to Bruce Willis and Armageddon. And I'm all for Bruce Willis testifying, don't get me wrong. But after that movie came out, I was part of a project called Armageddon Fact and Fiction. And what that movie did was basically convince the American public that if anything bad happened, people would get in the shuttle and go fix it. It was myth. It was not reality.
Mr. Del Bello?
It would be a very, very bad day for satellites, yes. The radiation
that.
Environment.
Explain that so our audience will understand.
Actually, when we went back, when there was upper altitude testing previously, we did have evidence that the way it energizes the orbits also interferes with the electronics of the satellite, and with if it's depending on where it is in altitude and which portion of the orbit you're in. Obviously, satellites in geostationary orbit, which are 23,000 miles away, are a little bit safer. Satellites in lower Earth orbit would be saturated soon and would probably die because the electronics would be saturated by the energy released from the nuclear explosion. So a high-altitude explosion could have a very catastrophic effect on many of the satellites we rely on for weather, early warning, GPS, and a bunch of other very critical functions.